Now, let's hear from two people who have recently taken up, well, two of the biggest museum jobs in the world. Tristram Hunt is here as director of the V&A. Tristram, your predecessor, Martin Roth, resigned after 5 years in the job. On Front Row, he revealed that he was dismayed. He said he was dismayed by increasing nationalism in Europe, and he said that he wanted to take a more active role in politics. It's really curious that the new V&A director has taken totally the opposite journey. You had real political influence. You had a voice in Parliament. You were representing people. You've given that up. Will that not be a frustration, that you're going to have to be non-partisan politically now?
We're non-party political, absolutely, at the V&A, but what you can do with a museum with a sense of its civic responsibility and social function like the V&A is remarkable. So today what we've announced is something called Design Lab Nation, which is about teaching design technology to 11 to 16-year-olds, Key Stage 3 and Key Stage 4, in predominantly industrial areas, in Coventry and Blackburn, and then hopefully in Sheffield and elsewhere. And what we're doing as a national museum is really going back to our roots in the Mechanics Institute movement of the 1830s, the design school movement of the 1840s, at a time when art and design and technology are in real difficulties in many of our schools. We're stepping forward as a national museum to say we can lend objects, we can support the professional development of teachers.
A series of hubs around the country.
A series of hubs working with regional museums, working particularly, I'm very passionate about local authority museums, which are feeling under the cosh at the moment. Right. And as big institutions, national institutions like the V&A, the work Hartwig does at the British Museum, we have a responsibility to step in there. Because what the V&A is about, and we've always been not a fine art gallery, we're not about retreating from the world, we're about engaging with the world. And the future of Britain, our economic future, our cultural future, means we have to have a really good design and technology education system.
There's a question over here.
I'm Felicity Allen. I used to run the education department at Tate Britain. What's happening in schools education is that the arts are actually being diminished there as well. So there is a really big problem around the arts and, if you like, heritage within the creative industries, within the school curricula.
The independent schools aren't cutting back on arts or drama or music or design. In fact, their entire ethos is to lean into it because of the skills and the capacities it builds. And it's fragile schools in disadvantaged areas who are worried about Ofsted and concerned about their place in the league tables, which are hammering it, even though those children need those opportunities more than ever. And so in these situations, it seems to me, museums have this responsibility to step into that. Now, we're not teachers, we can't do it all, but we have great objects, we have great curators, we can help with professional development. And what I certainly think, from reflecting on my background in Stoke-on-Trent, just the opportunity of just opening up horizons and possibilities and saying to young people through a museum framework, this is for you and you can do it.